Listen, let me tell y'all what God loves. My stomach is hurting this morning. In here trying to educate Burpee and Jessica.
They need it.
On hoodisms. We ain't gonna even play Black Smart today. We finna educate the Black Smart community.
No. Let me explain.
Please explain to the
people. The backstory.
Yes. So the other day was Yesterday. National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah.
The other day was National Hot Dog Day, so we here in the Madhouse, I learned something new, which was that you can eat hot dogs straight out of a pack.
Because she said to me, you can't do that. I said, yes, you can, Jessica. They come pre-cooked, you can eat them straight out of the pack.
You learn something new on this show every day.
Burpee, you said that's disgusting.
I did.
Larry was telling us that bologna has bologna juice.
Okay, hold on.
Let me finish.
Okay, let me stop right there. Just stop right there. 1 second. So everybody out there in Madhouse Nation that know that bologna has bologna juice, call in right now and let Jessica know.
So what he said to us was that in order to check the validity of the bologna, you had to squeeze the bologna and check the bologna juice.
Because if the bologna is bad, it would change the color of the juice. So if you squeeze the juice and you see that the juice is raggedy or not the color that it's supposed to be, then you don't buy that bologna.
So yesterday while I was shopping for some groceries, I checked out some bologna juice. Mm-hmm. However, I did not see any.
Okay.
I did not eat. And I squeezed multiple packs of bologna by multiple brands.
Most of them was Oscar Mayer.
No. They were all different.
You got to go. What's the bologna that start with a G?
It's that was in Food Lion.
What is it, Mike?
Guatley.
Guatley's has juice in it. I guarantee you it does. I guarantee you it does.
Real discussion.
I squeezed a little bit of Oscar Mayer. I didn't see no bologna juice from Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer doesn't have juice in theirs. They're rich. They're for the rich people.
No, that's not bologna. Yes. That's hot dog.
What is this? Curtis Bologna?
Boyhead got bologna juice. If you go to the thing, and it's packed in, it's bologna juice.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. This is Ali Sadiq.
Ali Sadiq is definitely in the building with us. And that's why we brought the conversation back up, because Ali Sadiq is in the building. Miss Jessica went to the store yesterday to investigate my theory, but she went to Food Lion. Which Food Lion did you attend?
What Food Lion did you attend? I can't remember. I think it was the one in University.
Right. But so if you go to the Food Lion on Bedford Road, you'll find it.
Here's my question for you.
Yes.
With your theory of checking to see if the bologna is good by looking at bologna juice.
Mm-hmm. It can't be clapped.
The bologna that I tried did not have bologna juice. So therefore, how do I determine if that is good bologna?
I don't know. I don't eat that kind of bologna.
Hold on. Ali, you said it can't be what?
It can't be cloudy.
Yeah.
The bologna juice bologna can't be cloudy.
Does it need to be clear?
It can't be cloudy.
Is it like a pink tint?
You know what it look like. You know.
Hold on, wait. I do believe any bologna made by Curtis probably got a little bologna juice on it. It's got a little
bit of bologna juice. Listen.
Post this video on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica.
And you know
what? Hey Miss Jessica. None of these bolognas have bologna juice.
And y'all eating the wrong bologna.
Man, Ali Sadiq is live inside the Madhouse. He got them folks talking about that bologna juice.
Good morning.
I definitely want to talk about the bologna juice.
Come on, baby.
Bologna definitely got juice.
Definitely.
If it's funky and yellow, that means you're supposed to get that bologna.
Y'all gonna listen to me one day.
That brand bologna.
Power down, yeah, good morning.
Hey, check this out. So I'm gonna say it like this, right? In order to have bologna juice, no reason, the bologna got to be bad. When the bologna goes bad, it'll produce juice.
That's if you leave
it
in the... No,
leave it in the refrigerator forever. if you put bologna in the refrigerator forever, that junk go bad, you're going to see some brown juice.
First of all, big dog, some bologna come pre-packaged with juice just like hot dogs do.
I've seen hot dog juice.
Now look, Guatney bologna does have juice in it.
That's what I just said.
You gotta go to the hood store.
I keep telling these rich folk in here, man. Yeah, I don't know what they miss.
You gotta go to the hood store.
Y'all act like I was in.
Power down again. Good morning. Hello. Hey. What's up?
Y'all still talking about that bologna juice?
Yes, we are.
Man, good grief.
Does bologna have juice? Does bologna have juice?
No.
Man, if you don't get out of here, you rich.
Yeah, he don't know what he's talking about. Talking about bologna ain't got no juice in. Man, go to sleep somewhere. Bologna does have
based
juice.
Based off
in.
Of the bologna that I saw yesterday in the store,
okay.
The bologna does not have juice. You all can check the video out on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. So right now I'm talking facts.
But the video is biased though.
Exactly.
All that bologna cost something that you every bologna that you picked up had two dot and then something else behind it. Now, if you ain't got a dot, then the number start, you gotta have a zero, then the dot, then the number start. 89-cent bologna got juice all through it.
All through it.
Jessica got the, Jessica looking at that organic bologna.
Don't do that, brother. You were supposed to be on my side.
Oh, sorry.
But that's vegan bologna.
Sorry.
How about this plant-based bologna ain't got no...
We got more Alex and then we come back.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
598 WPG, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B, man, Cardi B, be careful. Ali Sadiq is live inside man. The madhouse. And boy, when I tell y'all, my stomach is hurt this morning. Well, that boy funny.
This boy is
say, man. Ooh, man. I don't think people understand the game. She didn't think it was no bologna juice. They talking about they can't eat hot dogs out the pack. My cousin drank the all the hot dog juice. Out the pack. Left the hot dogs in there. He just wanted that juice.
Now, Larry did tell us that there was juice on hot dogs, but you rinsed it off.
Some people rinse it off. Some people don't.
Now, I do. Yeah, I did see that. Juice in, on the hot dog.
Yeah, I do know. Stuff. You drink it?
Oh, yeah. My cousin Stacy drank all that juice out there, and we sat there. We were hot at that boy.
Stacy.
Say, Mason, you just going to drink all of that's flavoring for the hot dog. How you going to drink that? We need that. Dude, he ate all them hot dogs. You wrong for that, Stacy. Yeah, my cousin Stacy, man, Stacy, Marco, and Ricky, hey, man, them boys, that was wild, man.
He's still mad by the hot dogs.
I'm still hot at that, man. Every time I look at Stacy, man, Stacy got 15 kids. I'm like, he's still drinking hot dog juice, man. What's wrong for that, man?
I feel like you can get worms if you eat hot dogs out of the pack.
How you get worms eating hot dogs out of the pack?
I don't know. I just feel like that's what's going to happen.
She crazy, man.
If y'all can see Ali's face right now with Justin Fitton.
Nah, you can't get no worms from that. You can get worms from just eating hot dog, period. And you just go off that.
Something's going to be wrong. You can't. Nah,
I'm still sitting over here tripping because Mike said chicken wings are from the chickens that don't make it to be roasted. Boy, so you got a different chicken line. You got chickens that's going to Boston Market. And you got chickens that going to the Giant Penny. Hey man, you look sick. We gonna cut your arms off. You going to Hooters.
White Mike did tell us that the deformed chickens are chicken wings.
Right.
Hey, that's why when you was growing up, your mom always folded it back to fry. I want you to know that butt tip was broke. That boy,
steady eating them.
They were delicious. They were delicious.
Like you got your muscle, then you got that part of your arm, your forearm, and then you got your hands. It's like your hand was. It's like the chicken hand was broke.
Ali Sadiq live inside the mat. You actually gotta be at the Comedy Zone tomorrow night.
I'm at the Comedy Zone tonight, tomorrow. Hey, last night, whoever that was last night, know they had a good time with me last night. Mm-hmm. I ran the folks out the building last night. I know I was funny last night. I laughed. When I laugh at something, because I usually don't laugh. I'm dark and dead inside. I usually don't laugh. But boy, I said some stuff that was so funny last night. It caught me. It caught me by surprise. I was like, man, I done got good. I know I done had a couple of specials, but I wasn't funny to me on my specials. I was like, this is just a special. I'm just working. Man, last night,
You got a special on what, Netflix right now?
Oh, no, that's coming. Okay. That's coming. Netflix, yeah, we're working on that now.
It just dropped on Comedy Central a few months ago.
Yeah, on Comedy Central. See, black people, y'all got to understand, it's other networks out there.
Besides Netflix.
Thing is, ever since Netflix came out with that $6, you can get everything for $6. That's all black people know. You on Netflix. Somebody came and told me they seen my Comedy Central special on Netflix. I was like, nah, you lying. Boy, I saw your Comedy Central special on Netflix, boy. I follow you, boy.
How they say it?
I follow you, boy. I'm like, hey, hood dude. hood dudes be so aggressive, man. They're like, say, man, you do know I'm hood too, man. But we, you know, I'm kind of calmed down hood. No, boy.
Ali, where you from, man?
Houston, man.
From Houston, 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 Texas.
Third Ward, man. Houston,
okay, that's what's up, man. Ward, shout out to my man, Stephen Jackson from out there. He's from Port Arthur,
yeah,
but he's from
Houston. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Stephen Jackson love his mama.
Yeah. What?
I did a show. I did a show for him. Yeah. And, man, he broke down crying. Yeah, Steve, I'm talking about you. Steve, I'm talking about this right after the fight. This is right after the fight. I did a show
in Detroit.
For him. Yeah. Then he, and he, man, he broke down. He loved his mama, man.
Yeah.
He loved it. He had sugars, and all of a sudden, his face was wet. We doing a comedy show, and I look over. He doing the speech, and my mama. And I look at his face wet. I say, hey, man, you really too tall to be in here crying. Because you can't cry and be talking. Your tears go long. Long as it's like it's rain.
It's like it's rain.
Like Shaq, if you saw Shaq crying, you'd be like, come on, make it better. Man, you're too big for all that, man. You're too big for all that. It's certain thing you too big to be doing. Like, I don't like seeing no big sensitive dude.
Yeah,
so I gotta be really correct. You just big and sensitive. I'm like, hey dog, come on, man.
It don't go together.
Man, you too grown for that, man.
Man,
you laying up with some other dude being sensitive. You wrong, man. You supposed to be in the league or something. You supposed to be choking somebody. You supposed to be doing something. You supposed to be a bouncer at a club or something, man. You wrong.